Snapshot number 7. A burly bouncer planted firmly in front of Subterranean nightclub checks the ID of a young man standing before a long line of multiracial club heads snaking down the street. Reading Terry McMillan novels one after the other, ravenously starved for African American culture after 7 long weeks of living in London, I dog-eared disappearing act somewhere in the middle and decide and stand on adventure. By 1 a.m., a black taxi cab picks me up in my Belsize Park one-room flat and puts me out at Ladbroke Grove at Subterranea, the hip UK hip-hop spot circa 1995. A beautiful woman named Tamaj dispenses flyers charismatically. The line moves quickly. A flash of my passport and I'm inside, slipping beside sweaty Brits, jacking bodies to Raekwon's Criminology. Much love go to New York City, on my Tommy Hill ice rocking niggas. I miss home. 2 o'clock, party's over. Snapshot number 8. D'Angelo tickles the ivories of an organ, supported by 3 female background singers, Angie Stone in the center. A silhouetted Chaka Khan's voluminous mane is unmistakable in the balcony crowd above. The thick cardstock on the table reads, reserved, as we sit anyway, my newfound journalist friend and I, figuring we'll move when absolutely forced to. Soon, we're absolutely forced to. Hand in hand with Vanessa Paradis, a locked Lenny Kravitz sheepishly apologizes as staffers of the Jazz Cafe scoot us away from the VIP table. As long as it's you, I say, donning my 3rd gin and tonic, standing now, my view is blocked by a native London Jazzy B. Thankfully, I can peer over the head of his pregnant wife. Merci. Au revoir.